Hypnagogue Podcast 450.
Thank you. Thank you.
In all likelihood, if we had not just celebrated the big birthday party with 2 hours worth of music, I might have been inclined to make a little bit more of the fact that this is the 450th episode. Yeah, because we arbitrarily decide that 50 is a good mark of things. When you get to 50, you've done 50 of something, and then you did 100, 150. I mean, you can do them by 10s, you can do it by 25s, whatever, but, you know, 50 has that roundness to it, that important roundness of 50. There, if you want to steal that as a title for your album, you could do that. But, you know, I don't want to be too self-congratulatory. It's not my style, but this is, in fact, the 450th time that I have come before you bearing the gift of music. And what a gift it was this time. 13 tracks. Let's talk about all the things you listen to on this non-stop ride. We kicked off with Karma Cosmic. This is, once again, off the Spacebar 3 compilation. And as I was putting this show together, I was, of course, shuffling the holding tanks, and there were several times that I was like, oh, I should play that, and I went and I looked, and I was like, oh, it's Sky Space Bar 3. I started the show with one of these two or three more times. So I guess the point here is you should go get Sky Space Bar 3. Get 1 and 2 while you're at it. They're great albums. That track from Karma Cosmic, by the way, was called Voice from Beyond. Oh, man, that is begging for pitch shift and echo, isn't it? We're not going to do it. It's too soon. It's too soon. After that, Element Cuda with Tidal Denouement from Harbor of the North Wind. And we kind of kept that analogish thing going with Velocidad Crucero off the album Natura with Floris. And then this is an album that when I read about it, I was really looking forward to getting, and thank you for sending it to me. It is the album One Is All. This is the combination, the first pairing of Michelle Qureshi and Sean O'Brien Smith, and it is Michelle's first release on the Wayfarer Records label, which is turning out some really great music. I don't normally push labels per se. I know the ones that I enjoy. I'm pretty sure either the second or the third artist here is off of a label that I enjoy. And this one, again, I'm seeing great stuff coming from Wayfarer. I'm just saying you should go check them out on Bandcamp. A lot of the stuff that you're hearing here lately has been coming out of Wayfarer. So there you go. Again, the album is called One Is All. That track was The Night. This is just a really good album. Great talents coming together. I've enjoyed Michelle's music for years now, and Sean O'Brien Smith, outside of, again, heading up a good label, I really enjoy his bass playing, so that was it's a treat for me. After that, we got a little bit quiet with Celestial Trails with Peace from Observation of Transcendence. And then I didn't entirely mean to do this, but we kind of had like a mini section in this show. Was kind of like the Ladies of Piano. If it was like a tacky 80s order it off the TV album, the Ladies of Piano. Beauties tickling the ivories for your relaxation pleasure. Ladies of Piano. but it's just, it was one of those the flow dictates the show kinds of things. And this is what we had. We started off with Melissa Galossi from Quiet Path, and that track was Anchor. You have heard Suzanne Duray here before, and you heard her again from the album Travel Back. That was Pictures. Another familiar piano name around these parts is Anne Sweeten. Her new album is called Still. That track was Distant Clouds. And then it was Susana Lopez with Mundus Imaginalis from Materia Vibrante. And that kind of closed out our piano section. Then I pulled a track off of, this is actually a split release between So Cool and The Lonely Bell, and you've heard The Lonely Bell here many times before, because I really enjoy Ali's music, and I do have more Lonely Bell coming your way in episodes going forward. So I thought it was only right to take So Cool's side of this split release. It is called Another Kind of Earth, and that was Another Kind of Earth Part 1, and I gave you the whole, it was like 19 and a half minutes. Just let that go. After that, another delightful return from Ben McCarthy. This is Decorative Arts 2, and that track was Orange Mesh Bag. And then we got kind of dark and heavy, and I really enjoy this album from Twilight Transmissions called Liquid Tendril. When I listened to it the first time, and I've used this adjective with other albums of this type before, and maybe it only means something to me, but it is a very humid album. There is something, there's like a sonic thickness to it that just reminds me of like deep humidity. Like it's jungly and warm and encompassing. How's that? So we use the phrase humid. Really, really good album, Liquid Tendril. And that track was called Rot Mouth. What a terrible... that gave me a little shiver to say Rot Mouth. And we closed out another returning artist, Odnu, from The Wind Swept All the Colors. That track was called Breathing Orange Air. You could breathe orange air through your rot mouth that you took out of an orange mesh bag on Another Kind of Earth. I'm not going to keep going backwards. I can't do this for the whole 13 tracks, but look, see that? I did it with four of them. Improv, tied it all together. Longtime listeners would probably agree with me that the Hypnagogue podcast is largely unlike many of your other ambient electronic musical offerings out there, and it's because I'm a ridiculous person. But I'm glad you're here. If you are not already subscribing, I urge you to do so. That way you will not miss a single episode. There's a lot of great music coming your way. You can just go to whatever place you get your podcast from and put in Hypnagogue Podcast, and there you go. It'll pop right up. I've said it before, it's in places I didn't even know existed. That's how the internet works. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and on the right-hand side, there is a little box where you can put in your email address, and you'll have every episode delivered right to your inbox every time they pop up. You can always feel free to drop me a line as well if you're feeling like telling me how wonderful the show is or not. I always say I welcome all opinions. You can email me, hypnagogue@hotmail.com. You can also go to the website, hypnagoguepodcast.com, and underneath every episode, you have an opportunity to leave a comment, and several of you do, and thank you. I always like hearing from you, and I'm glad to keep the dialogue going. What other things do you need to know? Hey, if you hear something that you enjoy, please, when you go to the artist's Bandcamp page or wherever, and you can find all the links to these songs at hypnagoguepodcast.com. Even if the artist has a name your own price option, please put in something greater than zero because they are bringing you joy with the music. So send them the joy of a couple of bucks in this dreadful streaming environment where small artists don't get jack shit. I'm going to be rolling back around real soon with another episode. More of this great music, the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental. I do hope that you will join me for our next listening party. And until that time, my very lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.